Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
just come down. I say good morning to each and every last one of you this morning under the sound of my voice. Yes, we are going to move forward because guess what? This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be good, and be glad in it. We have to let God know, no matter what our situation is, that we're going to praise him anyhow. We're going to thank him anyhow. We're just going to keep on moving on anyhow because he does not stop. His love never stops. It's unfailing. So we have to pick up that same attitude. We have to keep moving and keep praising his holy name. The songwriter said, I'm going to praise him with my whole heart, my whole soul. I'm right along with that songwriter. I'm going to praise him. I'm going to throw my hands up in the air. I'm going to give him a shout with my voice, whether it's full-hearted, full strength or not, but my heart is right. My heart is pure. So I know in my mind, and Jesus says, I already know because I'm connected to Jesus, that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So we're going to keep moving on today, and we are just so grateful and so glad that you continue to come on with us in the morning as we make God our number one priority, and we sit at the executive table and break the bread of life. We receive our daily manna. We drink the living water, so we shall not, will not, must not first again. So on today, we just continue on this thankful Thursday to give him his honor, to give him his praise. He's deserving of it. He is so deserving of it. I don't care what you are going through. Just know he deserves it. In Jesus' name, good morning, Minister Shakita. Will you please bring us in prayer?
Good morning, Evangelist, and good morning, Saints. Once again, we welcome you here to the Saints Thursday. Dear God, we thank you for this thankful day. Thank you for another day, oh God. Please continue to watch over me, my family, and my friends, God. And whoever is listening to this today, oh God, we pray that you would bless them and keep them safe, oh God. May they have a reason to smile looking upon you, oh God, knowing that you are doing all the things that's possible in their life, oh God, today, oh God. May today, oh God, you could grant them peace, joy, love, and happiness within their heart, soul, and spirit, oh God. We thank you, God. Let them be in the acceptance of you, oh God, today like never before, oh God. We thank you, God, for this, oh God. We thank you, God, precious Lord. We thank you, God, for this, oh God. Jesus, lift us up in this day, oh God. To you, oh God, ask you that you close us, you be close to us all day today, oh God. Let me be aware of your presence, God, and your voice, oh God. That way that I can follow your leading in everything I do, God. Help me have godly wisdom, God, when I'm making my decisions, God, throughout this day, oh God. From the smallest choices to the largest one, oh God. Be my guide, God, and help me. In Jesus' name we pray. Today and forevermore. It's in your name, Jesus Christ, we love you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen, amen. The song is saying, I will praise you. I will praise you in the good and in the bad. Let me tell you something. I don't care how low you're feeling. I don't care how bad we are feeling. We are still going to give God the highest praise. So what you need to do right now is just shout. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, we've been saying it all week. When the praises go up, blessings come down. When the praises go up, we confuse the enemy. We must make a joyful sound to the Lord. If you're feeling bad, make a joyful sound to the Lord. If you're worried, make a joyful sound to the world, to the Lord. If you're stressed out, make a joyful sound to the world, to the Lord. And tell you something, it doesn't matter to me what it sounds like, what it looks like, because it's not for me, it's not for you, it's for our Father who art in heaven. We are to make a joyful noise to him. We are to be thankful to him for everything, for every situation. We are to give him thanksgiving. We should have an attitude of gratitude no matter what is going on in your life. I can't say it enough. Because I can sit and tell you, this morning I may have a raspy voice, But I'm thankful for God that I'm living. I'm thankful that I have breath in my body. I'm thankful that I got a sound mind. I'm thankful that he has created in me a clean heart. I'm thankful that he is just my everything, my all in all. I'm thankful that he has walked with me through the valley of shadow of death. I'm thankful that God is a forgiving God, that my sins would never meet back up together in his eyesight there as far as the east and the west. I am thankful for who he has turned me around to be. I used to be a wretched sinner, but now I am before him. I am his faithful servant. I am just thankful for the new, for the feet, for him putting my feet on the right path. I'm thankful for the people that he placed in my life to help me when I was down, broken, a broken vessel. I'm thankful that he took me to the potter house and sealed all my nips and my nicks and crannies. And even if he had to put me on the back burner for some time, he said, daughter, come on, it's time. I'm ready for you to go out to the front. I'm thankful for the times that I was in the back. I'm thankful for the times that I was at my lowest point. I'm thankful that he pulled me. He gave me his unchanging hands when I was in times that I was drowning. The water was so far over my head. I'm thankful that I was able to pedal, to just get up and just shout out Jesus. I'm thankful that I do have a voice. I'm thankful that I picked up my mat and start walking. I'm thankful for the cross that I have to bear daily. I'm thankful that I can call on the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I am thankful for who God is in my life. I'm thankful that he is the lifter of my head, the rescuer of my soul, the person that my salvation, my eternal salvation. I'm thankful. I'm thankful. I'm thankful. And not only am I thankful, I am grateful for everything that he does. The times that I sit and try to go backwards in the Holy Spirit, say, no, you're going to continue to move forward. Don't you dare go back there. Don't you, I did not sin. My son, to die on the cross for you to stay in the same place. You, yes, you came just as you were. But listen, I'm the person that's cleaning you up. I am the person that's keeping you moving. I am the person that's a change of attitude. I am the person that takes lies out of your mouth. I am the person that takes deceit out of your heart. I am the person that takes unforgiveness out of your heart. I am the person that took everything. When I went to God full of mess and said, listen, I surrender all, guess what? He helped me empty out my vessel. He helped me empty out my vessel like the woman in 2 Kings. Her vessel was empty till she had no more. And that's when God uses us. He loves when we get to the place where we're empty. Then it's his time, because now you're empty, so now you can surrender and say, listen, now you fill me back up. And I'm thankful for that on today. And I say, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And it is so beautiful when we can sit and take a praise break, a thankful break, as David did. David, I love this scripture. It's in First Chronicles 16. And as I was reading, I said, my God, in the midst of them moving the tabernacle, David, but in the midst of them dealing with the tabernacle, David stopped. He stopped everything that they were doing, and he began to worship God. He started to worship them. And I don't think it's anything better when we are in the middle of something that is so important to us, something that we may be in our busiest time. You may be a business owner. You may be a student in school. You may just be at work and dealing with an assignment that's so great, so important, but you can take the time out and stop everything and just give God the praise. Start praising him. In Psalms 119, 164, the psalmist said, I will praise God 7 times a day because your regulations are just. Can you imagine? Can you imagine to stop what you're doing? I'm not talking about one of those times when you just sitting and saying, okay, Father, I thank you, and I'm just keep moving on. I'm talking about when you are in the midst of something. I'm talking to the business women and men. I'm talking to the president, if that may be. I'm talking to people that, the clergy. I'm talking to everybody that may have a busy life, and they just get into a place where they sit and say, I'm not talking about shutting your business down. I'm talking about you and God making it personal, where you can just sit and go, and you sitting in your office, and you can just go in your office and lock the door, and you start waving your hands in the air, and you, even if you need to get down, and you bow down to him, and you start worshiping him and telling him thank you for all that he has done for you. That's what I'm talking about, being thankful and being grateful and not being ashamed. You taking time out of your busy, something that's most important to you, to tell God, I thank you for allowing me to be a successful business owner. I thank you, Father, for allowing me, Father God, for my finances, for covering my finances, Father God. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for protecting me during the storms, Father God. I thank you, Father God, for all things, because if it wasn't for you, Father, I wouldn't be where I'm at today. Can you just imagine? Well, that's what David did. That's what David did. When you look, I want you to look at this scripture. I want you to take time out today and look at this scripture. It's 1 Chronicles 16. David started, and he assigned people to do different things. 29 of the verses is just giving God thanks for everything that he had done. Just the writer was just telling him thank you for these different things. And that's where you and I need to be. We need to be into a place where we remember who God is. We remember how great he is, how wondrous he is, how majestic he is, how without him we're nothing, that he is the lifter. He is the master planner. He is the way maker. We have to thank him. And when we get into a place with thanksgiving, praise and worship becomes a part of our life. I'm not talking about once a month. I'm not talking about every other week. I'm talking about every single day, because this is, check this out, God wakes you up every single day, no matter what your circumstances are, no matter what your situation is, he still wakes you up. This morning, yesterday I got wet, poured, soaking down wet, and knew that this was going to happen to me today. But you know what? I refused. It doesn't matter how I sound, because it's not for you. It's for the Lord. I refused to call my apostle and sit and tell him I couldn't come on this morning. Because when you get into a place and you realize, hallelujah, who God is in your life, and you cannot let him down. You cannot let God down. You have to continue to move on with your assignment. You're going to do it anyhow, because he does it anyhow. Even though we're sinners, even though we're backsliders, he's married to the backslider anyhow. So we have to, you and I have to continue to move on. We have to be in a place of thanksgiving and praise. We have to, even though God knows everything, how great is it for you to empty your heart out to him daily? We do it to people. We do it to people who can't even help us. We do it as a way of life to people that the words just fall on deaf ear. The words just fall on bad soil. But the person, the originator, the author, the creator that can fix your situations, the creator that can love you when nobody else loves you, the creator who can fill the void of loneliness when you just feel like there's nobody there, the person that when you're in a trapped place, that the person, the very person that can bring you out, because of your thanksgiving, because of your praise, because of your worship. And we need to be in a place where we just open our mouths, hold our hands up in the air, and just thank him. Thank him for who he is and who we are. Come on, Minister Shakita.
Yes, Evangelist, one of the best things about being grateful and being thankful is that the more you choose it, the easier it gets. The more you profess gratitude, the more you notice the things in your life that you have to be grateful for. It's like a muscle. And the more you give thanks and gratitude, and it responds to you like an exercise. Gratitude can change our actions in our life. If we praise God more and give more thankfulness than we worry and then we ask. And though the work is challenging, there's gratefulness for the opportunity to speak up for the things that you are grateful for in your family and your friends and the different things that God have in our life, that we at times through the different things that we, it may seem we take for granted because of certain circumstances, or we are taking granted because we are not lacking the knowledge of what we're doing. So gratefulness, being thankful to God, put you into a place to where your heart is in pure motion. It's an act to where it gets results. By sharing our gratitude about the different things that our different people and leaders in our life, it helps encourage them to continue making these compassionate decisions to keep moving forth, to keep going, to keep moving, to praising God, giving God thankfulness, gratitude. It gives him the knowledge, the know-how. It shows him that you are ready to keep going. It's ready for him to keep putting things in your life. You are not in a mindset to where you wanting. You're just in a mindset of pure just being thankful. For being waking up, thankful that you can speak, thankful that you see the sun, thankful that you have people in your life, thankful that you haven't hindered your job, thankful for different things in your life that God has placed for you in your life, shows him and raises you to levels where he can grant you more. We get in the life we take for granted, and we're guilty. I'm guilty. Taking things for granted in our life, and we don't understand the gratitude and how much it really means to us till it's gone. God doesn't allow us to do that. He allowed us to leave away from him, but he allowed us to come back to him and make sure we stay with him and stay connected with him. So prayer, fasting is the action ways of thankfulness and gratitude. Loving your loved ones consistently in a way that is not hindrance to them or to you in life. Loving yourself to the where you are blessing yourself and not hindering yourself in life. Those are actions that show God that you're being grateful for the things and thankful for the things that he's placing in your life. You have to open your mouth and tell and speak that your thankfulness in your world. Speak it. Say, be thankful for the things yet to come. Be thankful for the things that you don't even know of. I ask God on the day to God, thank you for the things that you are working out that's not even in my eyesight yet, because yet I've yet got the knowledge to place it together. I thank you, God. I thank you, God, to keep me covered, God. I thank you, God, for keeping my family covered, my husband covered, my finances covered. I thank you, God, for keeping all the things that you have aligned me with. I thank you, God, for these things. I thank you, God, for keeping me in the grasp of you, oh God. I thank you, God, for showing me you, oh God. I thank you, God, for allowing me to love you, God. I thank you, God, for allowing me to be in your presence as long as, even though I am not all the way who 100% how the world should have, you should be in your way spiritually, because we all fall short.
But I open my mouth and I confess to God every day, no matter what's going on in my life. I'm thankful, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. I love you, God. I confess myself to you, oh God, because I know that it's been a blessing thus this far. And I cannot turn back, and I won't turn back, because the thankfulness and the different things that God has brought into my life is a sure peace of heart, a peace of mind. Yes, we go through trials and tribulations, but guess what? I'm thankful for those, because if I don't go through some of the things that I go through, I will never know how to take this out and change this or fix that or fix that. I would not know unless you go through some things, how you gonna know how to correct some stuff. So that is, I'm thankful for that, because that's building me up in spirit. That's building me up in skin. That's building me up being thick, big, and building me up being tough for the Lord. So I thank him. Even through sickness, not being able to eat, I understand in some of the ways I may have done it myself, but through it, God has awakened my spirit to some of the things that he needs to be correct in my whole entire life, not just for me, even my family. So that's the thankfulness of you. You have to connect with what you really look around and see what you're thankful for today. Put your eyes on it. Look at it and be truly thankful for the blessings that God has for you, the roof over your head, the vehicle you're driving, the morsel of food that you eat, the cup of coffee that you get, because a lot of people in this world don't have these things, but you're able to get it. You're able to have it, and it's, you're sustaining it through God. Back to you, Evangelist.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I want to add one thing that I'm always thanking God for, and that's hot water. Yeah, you are right. There are so many people that do not have just the things that we take for granted. There are so many people around this world that does not have those things. So as Minister Chiquita said, we have to be thankful. But I want to go a little bit further before we continue in the thankful portion. In 1 Thessalonians 5:19, it talks about quenching the Holy Spirit. And see, after encouraging us to thank God in everything, the Bible says not to quench, suppress, or subdue the Holy Spirit. And that's, like I say, that's in 1 Thessalonians 5:18-19. I believe that one way we quench the Holy Spirit is through complaining. Now, this is my belief, that we quench the Holy Spirit by complaining. The truth is we need the Holy Spirit to work in our lives. And the more thankful that we are, the more freedom that we're being given. The less we complain about things and be thankful about them, you will notice. I had to notice. I got to keep it to myself because I can't speak for everybody. I noticed the less I stopped complaining and started thanking God that things in my life were starting to change. I noticed that, instead of grumbling all the time, and I want to tell somebody, if you don't have anything good to say, just don't say anything. Don't say anything, because we know that there is power in the tongue. We know that life and death is in the tongue. And sometimes we complaining about things and not knowing that we're sending our own self in self-damnation. We're creating problems for our own self. We're bringing on things our own self instead of just being joyful and thankful. I know there's times that some of us just don't feel good. There's times when just life, day-to-day life things are just beating us up. There are situations that occur that's too big for us. But what we have to do is Matthew 6:33 say, seek ye first the kingdom of God. We have to go to him. And when you go to him and you start telling him what's going on, it don't turn, it's not a complaint. You going into a prayer, you're praying, you're talking to him. And I promise you that as you are talking to him, your spirit gets so, you just so in love with him, so engulfed in him, that things start to change. Your mindset starts to change when you're in the midst of it. We can't continue to complain. And as I said, it's look around and I have so many other things. Why wouldn't I sit and be thankful for those things? Why wouldn't I? Why do I have to sit and complain? Why do we complain? We need the Holy Spirit to freely work into our life. We don't need, I'm saying it again, we don't need to be in a place of complaining all the time. Encourage yourself. When you get to the place where you feel like things are just so bad, get into the scriptures. Google is one of the best things that could have happened. If you don't know the scriptures, get into the scriptures. Siri, give me scriptures of encouragement. Give me scriptures of thanksgiving and praise. Give me and go to those scriptures. Go to them and start speaking those things over your life. One thing I like to do, I like to personalize scriptures. I like it to be, I'm just repeating the words that God inspiring words that he gave people to write down. I'm just reminding him of it. I'm just taking it back to him, but I'm thanking him for it. I'm thanking him for this tool that he has given me. But not only that, the ability to understand the wisdom and the knowledge to apply it to certain situations and certain circumstances. We are to continue to be thankful for everything. It's very important. And we have to give thanks, not just, you have to pour it out. Say it. Speak the word. Give thanks. We have to express. I know I have I'm thankful for this. You can be talking to me and my face tells on me. My expressions tell on me. I may be saying one thing, but my face will say something else. I said, Lord, listen, this is a habit that I've had all my life. I shouldn't have to go to a person and say, understand, feel what I'm saying, because my face is saying something else. No, I'm learning God. I'm thanking God that he's helping me in that area. He's helping me when my face does not say one thing and my heart is saying something else, but it becomes a habit. And when it becomes a habit, you know, people start, look, they identify that. So they feel like what you're saying is not real, but it's just a habit. And I'm thankful that God is breaking habits in my life. I am so, that is my number one after him just giving me life, eternal life. Let me get it right. Every single day, I'm thankful of the things, the negative things that I have identified that he is changing in me. So I have to express that to him. I don't just hold on to it. I don't get on the phone and call my sisters or call the apostle first. Oh, I'm thankful that God is changing my habits. No, I tell God. I let him know because, see, he's the one. He's the fixer. He's the number one repair man if you give it to him. And that's what fitness says. Our situations, our complaints, our problems, we must give them to God because he is. Now, I want to say this. He will send a team of rescuers. He will send a team of rescuers. When I made a vow to God that when he lifted me, when he lifted my head, that I was going to keep going on. But see, I have to thank him for the people that he chose. Understand what I'm saying. Not that I chose. The people that God chose to place in my life, a sinner, place in my life to help clean me up, to help restore me, to help rejuvenate me, to help point out things that you're wrong in. You need to get this right. You need to do this right. A person is consistent and say, yes, I chose you. God chose you for this, but God also let me know you're not ready for this. Let me tell y'all something, saints. It's going to make you go back to the drawing board. Go back to the mirror and say, God, I thank you. I thank you because one thing about me, I never want to make a spectacle out of myself. I did it in my old life, thinking that I was doing something good and great. But in all reality, God was looking out, looking at me. That's nothing about me. That is nothing about that. What your actions is nothing about me. Don't go and tell these people you blessing them with this money. God bless you. Don't you dare go, no. So when God decided to strip, when I started talking about the empty vessel, I started emptying things out and surrender myself to God, the things he pour in today. If I come up to you and I give you $100 and I say, God bless you, hallelujah, trust and believe. God is ordained it. God is saying you're doing the right thing now. That has nothing to do with the world. It has everything to do with what God is doing at this point in time. So I have to be thankful about it. I have to be thankful for every situation. I have to be thankful for the good times. I have to be thankful for the times of chastisement. I have to be. See, let's go there. A lot of us, God will put us in a place where we cried out to him, help me, Lord. Clean me up, Lord. Reveal to me this, Lord. And when he reveal it to you, and the thing is, he starts chastising, the heat gets a little bit hotter. Cause let me tell you something, when my heat get a little bit hotter, I no longer complain about it. I say, thank you, Lord, because you're burning some things off, the very things that I've asked you to. You're burning some things off. It lets me know that I'm in the right place. I'm in the will of God. So I will not, I must not complain. Keep moving forward. The only thing I ask him is, Lord, please don't take your protection away, because if the heat is too hot, I may fold. I may fold, Lord, but I just need to know that we're in this together, Lord. And I thank you, Father God, for coming and being the rescuer, being my rescuer, Lord Jesus. I thank you, Father, for protecting me. But most of all, I thank you, Lord, for cleaning me up, Lord Jesus. I thank you, Father, for not allowing me to stay in the same mess. I thank you, Father, for changing my clothes and deeming me worthy, Father God. I say it's something about when you know that God has put you in a place and he's deeming you worthy. It's something about when you know that who you were, even if people still think you the same way, God is patting you. He's hugging you. He's telling you, you're a faithful servant. You keep on moving. Don't worry about all the things on the outside. See, that's the problem. We don't like to thank God because we don't understand where he has moved us from. We feel because we allow people to keep us in certain places, to keep us in a place where we feel like, okay, I'm not worthy to tell him thanks. I'm not worthy to praise him. I'm not worthy to worship him. I want to sit and tell you something. When you confess the sin of prayer to the Lord and your motives are right and your heart is right, and God is going to receive you just as you are. Listen, it's gone, but it's a process. You cannot thank him today and tomorrow go back into your same mess and just forget about it. When you get into a place that you are thanking God and you are thankful for the things that he has done for you, you are thankful for the things that he is still doing for you, and some of the things manifest, you can't sit and say, okay, God, I got what I want, so now I'm going to move on. I'm not going to thank you today. That's where David had to come in. David had to give God a praise break. He had to pause that thing. He had to pause what he was doing. I don't know who I'm talking to this morning, but I'm sitting and telling you on this morning, you need to press the pause in your life, and you need to sit and tell God, I thank you, Lord Jesus. I thank you, Father God. If I get in the middle of a line and I'm halfway in that line and I look to my left and my left is indicating my path, but then I look to the right and I notice that on the right now it's a little bit more. You pulled me a little bit more from the things of my past. I got to thank him. I have to thank him. Because one thing about God, when you allow the Holy Spirit to enter in you. It's nothing about you going to be the same. It's nothing. That's the praise break in itself. That's the whole message in itself. For when the Holy Spirit enters and all type of things start changing, you start thinking you're crazy. You start having dreams, visions. You even waking up in the middle. You in your sleep saying praises. You in your sleep praying. You wake up. And you don't know, you may have wake up and you in a whole out-of-body experience. And I'm not saying this for everybody. I'm saying this for the ones that know that Jesus, the Holy Spirit resides in them. And the Holy Spirit, when you are arrested, when you are captured, when you are held prisoner to the Holy Spirit, that different things change in you. Things that you can't even talk to other people about because they'll think that you're crazy. That's what I'm talking about. In the name of Jesus. But I just want to sit and say to you all, it is nothing better for me to get up and to praise the Lord in the noontime, in the afternoon, and just because. And now I'm going to turn the rest of the segment over to Apostle Temple. Good morning, Apostle.
Good morning, Evangelist. Please go and rest your voice. Go and rest your voice. Amen. You don't want to make it worse. Listen, saints of God, being thankful is very, this is a very awesome topic, but it's also a very deep topic. It's a very deep topic, and it's really very complex, amen? And it's a lot of times when evangelists been hitting a lot of things on, you know, when she was speaking. But trust me, I know it sounds a very easy topic, but it's a very complex topic. Because a lot of times people get thankful and appreciative or appreciation mixed up. And they get it mixed up to where they more appreciative of what somebody's done or appreciative of life, but they're really not thankful. Evangelist said something when she was speaking. She was like when she was starting to be thankful through certain things she was going through, her life and different things around her began to change. That's what thankful does. Thankful begins to bring a change of life and give you a new way of life when you are truly thankful. Amen? It's a new way of life, and it's a change of life that would take place. Appreciative, you just appreciate what someone's done, or you appreciate whatever happened pertaining to that situation, or you just appreciate. You could be appreciative of life, but you're not thankful for life. How is that, Pastor? Well, there's a lot of people appreciative of life, but they are not thankful for life, because if you're appreciative of life, you just appreciate life, and you appreciate that you're living today. But are you really thankful? A lot of people are not thankful because thankful brings a life change. Amen? So in other words, if you are thankful for life and say, for instance, medical issues, stuff like that, you'll take care of yourself. You'll go and see a doctor. Amen? You won't be doing this crazy stuff, or you won't be doing these things to put your life or to put your health in jeopardy when you are truly thankful for life. No, a lot of people appreciate different things. People can appreciate you, but they don't mean they're thankful for you. And there's a lot of times folks get it twisted when somebody appreciates and when they are truly thankful. Because you could get a person that constantly stay in trouble, amen, and they once they get into trouble or some deep trouble, all they'll do, they could say, well, I appreciate for what you've done for me. Well, that's true. They appreciate, but they're not really thankful, because if they were thankful, they would have took your advice. They'll see the truth. They'll start making some life changing. They'll start changing their life for the better, and they'll start making some life decisions. So a lot of people got this thing of appreciation, but they're very ungrateful, and they're very thankful, unthankful, because thankful is an action word. My God, appreciation is something that we say, and it's something that we give out. But for that, as our actions be so far along for being appreciative, amen? Because you can appreciate, and a lot of people get, we get a little twisted that somebody could give you something. I appreciate. But a lot of times we use the term, I'm thankful. But some people just appreciate. But if they really thankful, no, they just appreciate it, but they really didn't want it. It's something that they didn't want, something they probably didn't want to eat, something that they just didn't care for. You know, all they can say, well, I appreciate it, you know, and I appreciate it, but we use this term thankful, but they really appreciate it. Because when you're thankful, amen, you begin to make life decisions. It begins to change your life. It begins to bring forth relationships. Regardless if the relationship is have something to do with your own self, you can get out of anybody. You know, we don't have to look at what folks are doing. You can just deal with yourself, amen? When you appreciate yourself, when you're thanking God for who you are and you're thanking God about you, amen, you'll begin to treat yourself better. You'll begin to take care of yourself better. You'll begin to use wisdom pertaining to yourself, amen? You begin to use wisdom, amen, because why? You appreciate and you're thankful for life. You're thankful for what God has done. So you begin to make some decisions to where certain things begin to become priority. Certain things begin to become into your life. It's no more appreciate. A lot of people appreciate life. They get up, I thank God, but they really appreciate God, you know, for life. Because if you thank God, you will be making certain choices that you be making to deal with your temple or your body, amen. You'll begin to take care of yourself better. You'll begin to make wise decisions. I thank God for my finances. Well, if you thank God for your finances, amen, you'll begin to make more better decisions other than these unwise decisions that you'll put your life in jeopardy, your home in jeopardy. You begin to make unwise different things to where you begin to put the stress and the strain on you and your family. Amen? No, you appreciate finances, but you ain't thankful because you don't make life decisions for you to show the embracing and the thankfulness how thankful you are. No, you appreciate it. You appreciate different things. And that's what a lot of people, and that's why I say this topic is very deep. And it also can get very complex, amen, because a lot of times folks are very appreciative of things, and they're very appreciative, but they're not thankful, amen. They're not thankful. They're not truly thankful because you won't mess around with it, amen. You won't do different things. A lot of people say, well, I'm thankful for this opportunity. No, you appreciate it. Because if you're thankful for that opportunity, you'll get in and work that opportunity. You'll do everything that you got to do pertaining to that opportunity for that opportunity to continue to be a blessing and also to continue to change your life. It's a new way of life. It's a new way of thinking. Amen? A lot of people are appreciative. And they appreciate life. They appreciate finances. They appreciate their strength. They appreciate individuals in their life. They appreciate different things that individuals have done. But are they truly thankful? Well, that's the question. That's the action. When David began to speak out this in 1 Corinthians, he was coming from where? His heart. Now, it wasn't a thing that he did one thing and he spoke one thing and did another one. It was a way of life. He began to change. He changed his mentality. He changed different things once he come to these areas. When he murdered that person, he murdered that woman husband and different things, and the prophet came and told him what David did. David immediately fell down on his face. He went to what? Intercede. And he began to change certain behaviors, even though consequences came, but he had to change certain behaviors. One thing about being thankful is a lot of times of your behavior, it will change. We don't have to, no, God don't have to keep riding you over and 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 over again. Amen? No, you're thankful for your embracing of your flesh. Amen? That's what you're really thankful for. You're thankful of your ways. You're thankful of yourself. Amen? Other than what God is trying to do in your life, how he's trying to take your life, how he's trying to increase your life. A lot of people are appreciative of God being by their side. They appreciate God being with them. But are they truly thankful? Absolutely not. Because some of this stuff that we supposed to be sold out believers that we're going to do and we going to think, ain't nowhere in the world that we are thankful of God and who we are. Because when true thankfulness come in, nobody don't have to tell you to stay away from sin. Nobody don't have to tell you you need to get yourself right. Nobody don't have to tell you you got to stop taking things for granted. Nobody don't have to tell you that. It begins to come automatically, and it begins to come a way of your life. Nobody don't have to tell you that you're doing something that's wrong. Absolutely not. Because why? I'm so thankful of God that how he came to rescue me and took my life from where it was at to where it is at now. I don't want to do nothing to disappoint the man that I'm thankful for, the Lord that I'm thankful for. I don't want to do anything to disappoint my God. I'm more than appreciative. I'm thankful, and I'm thankful enough that the instructions, that the things he showed me, the wisdom that he gave me, I'm thankful enough to apply it. Are we really thankful of God, or we're appreciative? Well, we're thankful of God why we don't keep his instructions. We thank for God why we don't keep his statutes. We thank for God why we don't do different things that he don't bless us with, why we don't take care of the small beginnings or take care of the different things in our life. First of all, it deals with ourselves. But we so thankful. No, you appreciate. You ain't thankful. Amen? And that's the difference. And people got to understand that a lot of times they're appreciative. And they appreciate different things that God does. But you ain't appreciate. You ain't. No. If you thankful for your body and you thankful that God giving you life, brother and sister, you best believe when something goes on, this pastor right here, when something goes on that is undermined, that over-the-counter aspirins can't take care of, I'm going to the doctor. Why? Because why? I'm thankful of life. And I'm so thankful of life that I'm going to go to some intelligent people, and I'm going to go to some people that God done blessed with the knowledge to learn our body to keep me living, because I'm thankful of life, so I want to keep on living. This nonsense that folks are talking about, I just don't get it. I don't get it. How in the world, and a lot of people use politics in their life to lead their life. Get out of all that stuff and be thankful of life. Thankful, even pertaining to the vaccine that is here. Get out of that. How many people got to die, or do death got to touch you for you to be a believer that COVID-19 is irrelevant? Amen? How many that got to die around you, or do it needs to touch you for it needs to be irrelevant? Who cares how it came? Government did this. It's a scientist experiment. If I'm scientist X9, it don't care. It's here. It doesn't matter. And it will affect you. So I'm thankful of scientists and people that are trying to keep us alive. Make your own decision, but you got to understand the difference of being appreciative and the difference of being thankful. Amen? Thankful. I thank God he gave me a roof over my head. So what? I'm so thankful that when finance coming in, I make sure our first obligation is the priority in our in necessary of our bills. A lot of you, why God want to keep you with a roof over your head and you do mismanagement, you ain't even thinking about it, you trying to juggle here, and all of it ain't dealing with responsibility, it's just dealing with your pleasure. God, I need an increase. God, I'm thankful for what you're giving. You ain't thankful. Because you're appreciative of a roof over your head. You're appreciative of different things that are going on. But you ain't truly thankful. Because thankful is a life-changing decision. It's a life-changing. It begins to cause change inside of you with nobody else have to give you change. Amen? Only thing you will be seeking for is more knowledge. You won't be seeking for change because change already take place. You're going to be seeking for more knowledge to continue the change. Y'all hear me? Y'all hear me? So we got to understand that. Like I said, it's a very complex topic. It's a very complex topic, but it's also a very deep topic. And a lot of times people get this appreciative and thankful, especially in the body of Christ. They get it crossed up because there's no way you can be a thankful to God and you got all this other nonsense going on. No, you appreciate him. And I hear a lot of people say that, but yet you can still go back and do and still have a conscience to do that kind of stuff. No, you don't thank him. You appreciate him. You appreciate him that whatever the situation was, he didn't kill you. That's what you appreciate. You appreciate whatever the situation was, amen, that at the end of the day, somehow something don't work out. So you appreciate that at the end of the day, whatever trouble you were in, you're not in that deep trouble no more. You done got off. It only eased off for you. No, you're appreciative because if you're thankful, life decisions, life choices begin to be alternated and begin to be made differently. That's thankful. Appreciation, you're going to keep doing what you're doing. You're going to keep lying about your situation. You're going to get, a lot of people like to implement good stuff. I call it good stuff with their bad habits. And they call it, well, I'm making some changes. Stop it. Yeah, stop it. You just try to be slick, and you ain't slicker than the Lord. Amen? So at the end of the day, we got to understand, being appreciative and being thankful, they are totally, listen, one is verbal, the other one is action. Action. Somebody, no, people don't have to tell me they're thankful. It's the actions that they have. Amen? They don't have to tell me, oh, well, I'm thankful for the opportunity, Pastor. No, your actions are going to be speaking louder than your words. Your actions are going to show how thankful you are. And if a lot of people ain't thankful, they're appreciative. They appreciate because that opportunity probably helped them to get out of financial situation. The opportunity probably helped them to get out of the hospital bed or whatever. You know what I mean? So they appreciate it. But their old ways are ways of their self. They'll begin to rise up, and they'll begin to overtake, you know, whatever situation. So we got to understand that. Amen? I want to just drop that into you all. Understand the difference. It is a difference being appreciative and actually being thankful. Amen? And it's truly a big difference. And we got to understand appreciative is just speaking. It's no life changing. It's just thinking, you know, being appreciative and keeping moving on. But when you're thankful, it's a life change. It begins to make a life decision begin to happen because at the end of the day, you're truly thankful and you don't want to lose what you're thankful for. Amen? You don't want to lose it. Pat, you're evangelist.
My, what a rhema word. Apostle, we thank you. That was a great teaching. Great teaching. Great teaching. Hallelujah. Thankful. I am thankful for God to bring that word this morning. Listen, hey, hallelujah. I just got to give him the praise right now. Just thankful. I'm thankful. Just to learn something new. That's how God is. The Holy Spirit loves us so much that he gives us new things. That's where the new beginnings, new things so we can apply things in our lives. He loves us. Don't look at it as a chastisement. Look at it as if you're in a love relationship and someone is just trying to help you open your eyes. I am so grateful for the things that God is teaching me. It's not appreciation. I didn't learn the difference. So I am thankful. I'm using the action word today. Thankful. And everybody, under the sound of this old voice this morning, you need to give God some praise and be thankful for the things that you have seen change in your life. So listen, ATM loves you, but God loves you most. We will see you back. Yes, sir.
I want to use the people. I want to show you this example. Like events. Coming on of voices, the different things, the course and stuff like that. One thing that, you know, it's a blessing to where you got people in the corners to help you out. But when you are thankful for an opportunity, she's not to her best. And when you thank for an opportunity, she could have said, you know what, I can't do it, I can't go in and whatever. But by her saying, you know what, I got something in me, I got a little voice in me. And if I need help, I got a little help around me or whatever. You know, what that is, that's an action word saying I'm thankful of a platform. I'm thankful of opportunity. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter where you go, work, it doesn't matter. Your actions will speak louder than words. You don't put yourself in a situation, then next thing you know, everybody around you is affected because of you make unwise decisions, and you put yourself in a situation, and now you feel entitled that you deserve this because of what's going on. And that, and you know, I really need to dig into that root right there, the depthness of entitlement and self-infliction of entitlement. And a lot of people come to your self-inflicting of you being tired because now you're releasing a stress call, and now they come to you, and they're thinking that you being thankful of you what you're doing. No, they really being you're really being appreciative because because of your actions, it led to something else. Now you need some help, and now people are helping you. Now your arms just you got to understand the difference, saints of God. You got to really understand. You know what I mean? That's why you need to know individuals around you. You need to know what you're dealing with. Pass it around to you and everything. You know, and I'm glad First Lady, she really seeing it too. No. You hear all this stuff, you get all that stuff, folks will tell you everything, but one thing I know, when you're a believer and you're walking with God and you're doing everything that you're supposed to live with God, there's no way in the world that you got all kinds of stuff coming at you left and right, and you don't get a break, your blessed moment, your peace moment should outweigh what you go through, especially when you live a life of thanksgiving. Back to you.
Praise the Lord. Everybody say hallelujah. Listen, again, I'm going to say it. ATM loves you, but God loves you best. Go out. Let today be your thankful Thursday. Let today be a thankful. I'm not saying appreciation. Hear what I'm saying? I say let today be a thankful Thursday for you. Just tell God, I thank you for this change. I just thank you. Be like David. Stop what you're doing and have a praise break and just make it all about you and God and nobody else. We will see you back on tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock sharp. No matter what, guess what? God loves you. He truly, truly do. And we thank the man of God, Apostle Temple, for sharing, breaking, giving us our daily manna. It was definitely a lot of food to intake, but just know God loves you, and this is what he is doing in this time and in this season. So we will see you back on tomorrow morning. Be blessed. Thank you.